This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Oh, I love it. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part, and be part of the conversation, be part of the solution, don't be part of the problem. Seriously. Anyway, you want to head up to the website, therealside.com. You can give me your email address. That way there we can, you know, we send out an email once a week. We let you know what's going on. I don't eat it up. I don't beat it up. I don't want to make you crazy. If you want information via text, you know, text alerts from the show, just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. That's the best way to do it. And we'll send an email out. I mean, we'll send a text message. I'll let you know the show's starting. Also, some of you have been sending me emails. You want to know if I've become a communist because I have a Russia shirt on? No, I don't have a Russia shirt on. You can't see it. It's kind of hard. It's on radio, so some of you really can't see it. But if you head up to the website, therealside.com, I've got two new shirts. Well, the same shirt, two different colors. Come in black and red with white print. It says, Russia made me do it. Okay? I mean, everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is kicking out the responsibility of the decisions for their own actions. Right? I mean, everything that goes sideways for the left in this country is because of Russian influence. So I just figured, I got a shirt on. It says, Russia made me do it. Maybe you should wear one too. That way, everything you do, you can blame on Russian influence. Right? And then they'll feel, and the left will be sympathetic to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, Doug Giles, and you know him as the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, and also Brandon Valerani. He's an entrepreneur. I've known him for years. Good guy. Accomplished CEO and co-author of Would Jesus Vote for Trump? And I know there's a bunch of lefties now, when I put that out there, they're just like going out of their minds. But of course he wouldn't vote for Trump. Are you out of your mind? A guy like that? Yeah. A guy like that. A guy that defends life in the womb. Right? I mean, this is when you sit down, right, with people. When you sit down and decide who you're going to vote for, I say this thing. You know, I don't know if every state does it. I know our state does it. They send us a ballot sheet out and a booklet sheet, whatever you want to call it. And it tells you who is running for what office and that kind of information, who they are. And I say this. The book you should be using, the booklet, book, whatever you want to call it, whatever makes you feel good, it's the Bible. If you're a Christian, the Bible should be your basis on who to vote for. And I know I'm going to get some of you mad right now, but I'm not in the business to make you happy. That's your own job. And if you want to know who Jesus would vote for or who God would vote for, look at, first of all, they're not Democrats, Republicans, decline the states. All right? Let's get that straight. Right? When you look at who you should be voting for from a Christian perspective, I can only talk about it from a Christian. I can't talk about it from a Jew or a Buddhist or anything else. Only from a Christian perspective. You have to line these people up with the Bible. You have to line these people up with the Word of God. That's how it works. So my new litmus test, whether you like it or not, some of you won't like it at all, Okay? If you won't protect life in the womb, I ain't voting for you. Now, you could say you go to church every Sunday. I don't really care because you don't believe what you're going and listening to. If God told us he knew us, and I'm not going to give you the whole abortion thing, but if God said he knew us before we were in our mom's womb, if we had value for God, if God has a, God says he has a plan for our life, he's pretty much ordered every one of our steps, and you decide to take that life, you decide you're okay with wiping out that life that God has ordained for a certain plan and a certain purpose, that means that you know better, or you think you do, you know better than God, you don't care what God's word says, and it just doesn't matter to you. So if that doesn't matter to you, then you don't get my vote. That's where it starts for me. Everything after that is secondary. I can work around it. But if you're not going to protect life in the womb, if you're not going to protect the life of the unborn that my God does protect, does value, does love, you ain't getting my vote. You may not want it. You may not care. But I don't see how anybody could be a professing Christian and say, I'm good with abortion. All right? It's really that simple. So if you want to know who Jesus would vote for, let me ask you this question. And you can't cop out with, we don't know what Jesus would do. It's all in the book. Read the book. Right? Is Jesus against, or is Jesus for abortion? All right? Is Jesus for same-sex marriage? Is Jesus, for, I mean, we go through a whole list of things. And you can't make it up as you go because, you know, I love to hear these socialist Democrats all of a sudden find God when they talk about ripping families away, you know, away from each other at the border. Well, Jesus talks about obeying the laws of the land. I mean, I'm not going to get all religious on you, but I could go down the whole list. And that's what I would do. You got two candidates you want to vote for? Then you line up what they stand for, and then you line up how that lines up with God's word. How that lines up with what Jesus wants you to do. Again, these people who show up out of nowhere, you know, I've got friends that get on me and say, Jesus, a Christian, how dare you be for capital punishment? Well, Jesus says, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword, right? If you live a violent life, you're going to die in a violent way. There's no way around that. You can't rewrite the book. But I'm not the expert. Doug Giles is really good at this stuff. ClashDaily.com. Check him out during the break. Also, Brandon Vellarani is going to join me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. But I don't want to waste any time for these guys. You know, love the book, love having them on. And you know what? Enough of these talking points, these little tweet titles that you see go back and forth, and the niceties you throw at each other. Like I said in the first segment, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, what I keep saying, you can't just listen to the cute little cliches. You need to know why you're voting, who you're voting for, and you need to be able to stand up for that person. In their new book, Would Jesus Vote for Trump? I know some of you just passed out. You think it's terrible. Doug Giles and Brandon Valerani really talk about what the principles are behind this. Now, Doug, you all know, is a founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. He's co-author of the book, along with Brandon Valerani, who is practicing a good, solid entrepreneur, accomplished CEO, and co-author of Would Jesus Vote for Trump? Gentlemen, thanks for being with me with your blasphemous title. How you doing?
We're glad to be here. Hey, Joe, that's got to be the most epic gunnery sergeant introduction I ever have had in my life, and for that, I salute you.
Thank you. I love stuff like that. It's time to stop playing games. You know, we've had enough time to play around. It's time to get down to action. All right, let's start off with you, Doug. Why don't you just give us an overview, an 80,000-foot overview of what the book is about, and we'll go from there.
Well, I mean, when Trump came down the golden escalator, everybody's like, oh, he's a flip-flopper, he's an adulteress, you know, he could have bumped uglies with Stormy Daniels. And one of the illustrious, I'm talking Joe August, columnist over at townhall.com, which was a major news portal I used to write for, they said, how could any evangelical support and throw their weight behind, you know, this unsavory candidate? I go, the reason being because he had an affair, maybe, and he was married 3 times. What about King David? He was married 7 times. I went to public school, so I believe that's 4 times more than Trump was. David committed adultery, murdered a guy, covered up his adultery and his murder. He cut the foreskins off 200 Philistines, killed a lion and a bear, which PETA would not approve. Then you got Samson, who dated Stormy Daniels. He married Miley Cyrus. He lit on fire 300 foxes and burnt Philistine olive grove to the ground, which is definitely not cool in CNN's eyes. And then you got Noah, who fell down drunk with his junk out. You got Abraham, who bumped uglies with his maid, who was a liar, who lied about being married twice, who gave his wife over to two different men twice. And then you got Moses, who had massive anger issues, who murdered a man. He was on the lam. And I'm sitting there thinking, would you vote for King David, Abraham, Noah, Samson, or Moses? Because they did all these things that Trump did. However, God used them and anointed them to lead a nation. So I rest my case. Never Trump getting evangelicals.
I'm with you 100%. From day one, it was like, I am so tired of the soft hand shaking. Nobody really taking a black and white stand on anybody. Nobody really stepping up for what they say they believe in. You get all the platitudes, you get all the promises on the front end, and then they have Alzheimer's the day they step in the office. You know.
No, you look at who the evangelicals cheerleaded for. Times past, like, we need a good Christian. He just needs to be a born-again leader. That was Jimmy Carter. How'd that work out?
Oh, God. Yeah, don't get me started.
Right.
Would Jesus do that, brother? Do you think Jesus would take a stand like that? Brandon, so you're a co-author of Would Jesus Vote for Trump? You know, I've never known you to be politically out there, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, but how come you got involved in this? What would you and Doug sitting around having a cigar one day and you saying, hey.
Oh, man.
Go ahead, come on, tell the story.
I got to tell the story. So Doug and I are driving to the Texas-Mexico border last November for an epic hunting trip. I brought 3 of my boys. He brought one of his daughters. We're going to go get monster whitetails. And, of course, it's really appropriate when you think about the Texas-Mexico border and the debate on the southern border wall. We're driving down the road, and Doug always measures trips in cigars. And I said, how long is this trip, Doug? He said, it's a three-cigar trip. So we're blazing our cigars, and we talk about business. We talk about everything. And I said, Doug, I got an idea. I got an idea for a book. And he said, well, wait a minute. I've got an idea for a book. And I said, well, you go first. No, you go first. And we went back and forth who was going to go first. And we finally came out with it. Would Jesus vote for Trump? But we had the same idea, a hard-hitting title. Our goal is to sell 1 million copies and really to tackle every issue. And what a lot of Christians don't think about, I think even non-Christians, they think that Christianity is just this spiritual claim that you live on. It's just platitudes. But the Bible deals with every issue. It deals with issues that we're embarrassed to talk about. And have to say about it. How should Christians vote?
No, and I think it's great. It's about time we start taking a step towards doing the right thing. But again, guys, the thing I run into on a regular basis is Christians will not step up. They won't step up for their rights in education. You know, I'm 15 years now into a prayer breakfast in my local area. When I first started it, I had 50 guys on the committee. After the first prayer breakfast, I lost 30 because they didn't like how uncomfortable, how divisive they felt it was because people were upset about the breakfast. I said, Jesus said they were going to hate us because we loved him. What are you guys having a problem with? But I see this all through Christianity. I mean, don't you, Doug, don't you find that with the groups that you run in, that you've got a lot of people that will drop away because they don't want to push back?
Yeah, and it's, you know, I wrote a whole book about it called Pussification, the Feminization of the American Male, and that malady impacts Christendom directly. And you and I have talked about it before, and it's way longer of a problem than our show has time to address. But the brethren have become craven, and like you said, you know, I tell people all the time, it's like, listen, when Jesus did his first podcast, they tried to throw him off a cliff, according to Dr. Luke's take in Luke chapter 4. And listen, they don't do that to Oprah. They don't do that to Garrison Keillor. They don't do that to Joel Osteen. He lambasted the bad politicians. He lambasted bad priests. And he left them with memory burn about how if you're living a life of lies, hype, and spin, then he is a wrecking crane to your deception. And I point out in what Jesus spoke for Trump that if you look at Jesus' enemies, it was the state, it was organized religion, and it was El Diablo. And Jesus represented he was going to destroy their power base, he was going to destroy their prestige, and you look at Trump's enemies, you know, the same thing, bad politicians, bad religion, and Satan.
I hear you. Listen, you hear that music. You know I'm a capitalist, so we're going to go make some money during a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about who would Jesus vote for. I can't believe you guys would actually presume to know who Jesus would vote for. But we'll talk more about that the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is set to visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, in the wake of both mass shootings over the weekend. Some politicians, including Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke, blame what they call a rhetoric of hate and racism from the Trump administration's on the shooting. Police believe the alleged shooter may have been targeting Hispanic people. This El Paso woman says emotions are still too raw for a trip from the president.
It's just too soon for him to be really welcomed and accepted. I think if he had waited a week, I think it would have been fine, but not now.
But another woman thinks politics should be set aside and people should respect that the president is coming all the way to El Paso in a time of crisis.
As the president of the United States, he garners my respect for being the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And if, listen, some of you have told me, you know, you can't stand the email thing. You don't want the email thing, but you can always be notified by text message. Just text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. I don't inundate you. I don't send you three a day. I don't send you, you know, 12 a week. I just, you know, I let you know the show's starting. You do what you want with it from there. Easy to stop it. You just respond with stop if you can't stand it. If you can't handle that, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't have a phone or a driver's license for that matter. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Would Jesus vote for Trump? That's the question of the hour. I got to tell you, I got Doug Giles and Brandon Vellarani with me, both of them co-authors of the book. Doug Giles is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. Brandon, a great entrepreneur, accomplished CEO, and co-author of Would Jesus Vote for Trump? Brandon, both of you, first of all, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Now, Brandon, I've been involved with your organization for years now, and I do very much appreciate it. I can't let that go by. You guys gave me a shot, and it helped me out tremendously. And with everything that you sell, the books that you're selling and what have you, how do the Christian-esque books usually go as a whole? And I know that's kind of a broad question, but I'm always curious to know how we support each other.
The number one Christian book that we've sold over the years is the Geneva Bible,
yep,
which was published between 1560 and 1599, and the Pilgrims actually brought it over. So it was the first Bible in America. It predated the King James Bible, and we continually go back to print on that. But the interesting thing about the Geneva Bible is all the study notes, and they lay the foundation for our American form of government. That's why it's so important. But as a whole, I think when Christianity intersects politics and it intersects areas of our lives that matter, whether it's finances or business or like we're talking about now, politics, that's where people are interested. If it's out in the, you know, if it's too spiritual and it doesn't connect to people, I think you lose them.
Right.
From a marketing standpoint, anyway.
Well, no, I think you're right from a standpoint. You know, most people feel like if they really want a Bible teaching, they're going to church for that. They don't want that necessarily in a book. But, you know, Doug, I was telling you during the break that, you know, with the unplanned thing, we have failed tremendously here when you have people who think that abortion, Christians, who actually believe that abortion is a political issue, not a church issue. Do you hear that as well at times?
Yeah, to the shriveled, the shriveled nut ministers that stand behind that august desk and do injustice to the Word of God. Listen, you know, Martin Luther, the great reformer, he said, if you're not preaching to the particular sins that's going on in your current culture, then whatever you're doing up there is this thing called sin. And I completely agree with him, because you've got pastors like, you know, before Trump destroyed the Johnson Act, which allows pastors now to address political issues. All these pastors are like, well, if I address something, Joe, that's political, then I could lose my 501c3, you know, status. It's like, listen, you want to jeopardize your soul and your congregation and our nation based upon you don't want to pay taxes on hot dogs for the covered dish dinner on Sunday? You got to be kidding me. Listen, the original heralds of the greatest story ever told upset the world. And people who think, you know, Christianity shouldn't be political. Listen, Rome didn't care what you believed. They had a pantheon of gods. Believe in whatever. Who gives a flip? Knock yourself out. However, if you do not acknowledge Caesar as Lord, King of Kings, healer and savior, then you're an enemy of the state. And you look at the book of Acts, the reason that they got killed was because they declared 92 times in the book of Acts that Jesus was Lord, not Caesar. They only declared Jesus as savior twice in the book of Acts. It was a political offense what the Christians were doing. Right. And nowadays, again, you got these tinker pods saying, we just can't go to political areas. It's so divisive. Jesus came to bring a sword. These issues are dyeing the wool, biblically based. And for Christians who shy away from that, then you know what? You're shying away from the biblical worldview, a big chunk of the Word of God, and good luck at the Bema seat when you go toe-to-toe with Jehovah.
I got to tell you something. You'll appreciate this. I have a small group of hardcore Christians and a couple of my friends, and they'll call me. They'll listen to the show. And one guy called me and says, look, I'm having a hard time. I don't believe that God wants you to talk about, this fight that we constantly have. You're always talking about fighting. You're always talking about violence. And I don't think that fits in with God's word. And I said, really? Why were we told to put on the armor? Why didn't God tell us put on the bathrobe? Of faith. I mean, seriously, put on your bunny slippers. This is a fight. This is a constant fight. And you better be ready for it. You better be well girded up and ready for it. I'm amazed at how many Christians are put down by words, put off by words that are actually used in the Bible. How are we going to fix that?
It starts in the pulpit. It starts with the pastor. It starts with the worship leader. Look, if you've got a pastor that's not sending off a good John the Baptist or Jesus the Dragon Slayer or Jeremiah or Ezekiel vibe, then you need to ditch him. I mean, he might be a good dude. You know, he might be Mr. Rogers. He might be a nice guy. But these guys were, again, they were men who upset the planet. And that's Acts 17:16. That's not right-wing Doug. It's not right-wing Joe Messina. It's not that crazy right-wing Brandon Valerani. That's the Word of God. These guys upset the planet. They were implacable. And God's way was the way that they preached. And they were people of the way. And to say that they stood silent when kids were killed or injustice was done or when his way and his will was blasphemed, that's ridiculous. These guys, Jesus was Johnny on the spot, man. If you were peddling lies, hype, and spin, he's going to be up in your grill.
Yeah, you know, they talk about the nasty language that Trump uses, Brandon, you know. And I think, what did he call the Pharisees, the Sadducees and the Pharisees? Didn't he call them vipers? Didn't he use some pretty nasty names for the day?
He did. He wasn't afraid to use strong language. The Bible's full of strong language. But I don't know whether we're just, we all, you remember the church lady on Saturday Night Live? I mean, yeah. I think that's how people see Christianity, and that's how Christians see themselves. No, you know, we don't want to be, we're prudes. But, man, the Bible is just straight out in your face on every topic. And, yeah. I mean,
Joe, you
can read it,
Joe.
You know.
Go ahead.
Joe, you look at what Jesus said, because, you know, I talk about Trump's crassness in the chapter that I did, because everybody's like, he puts out mean tweets, he shouldn't do that. Jesus called a Syrophoenician woman, an immigrant woman, who's got a daughter that's acting like Miley Cyrus. He called her a dog. He said, listen, I'm not sent to you, I'm sent to the house of Israel. He said, I don't give what's holy to dogs. And you know what she did? She didn't start a hashtag Facebook campaign. She didn't get on Twitter and hashtag Jesus sucks or anything like that. She said, you know what? Even dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And because she didn't take up the offense and she played his riddle, Jesus healed her and cast the demons out of her kid.
Yeah, I'm
amazed. Joe, can you imagine if Trump called a woman a dog? Look what he did. Look what happened when he called Rosie O'Donnell a pig. And Jesus called a woman a dog. It's easy to see Jesus calling the Pharisees and the Sadducees bad names, but this is an immigrant woman who's hurting, and he says, I don't give what's holy to dogs. And listen, dogs weren't these accoutrements that rich ladies would take to the wine bar to get drunk with their desperate housewife buddies. These were mongrels. And when he called you a dog, that wasn't a that wasn't a form of flattery.
Listen, I was blessed to have a very black and white pastor. There was no game playing. There were no gray areas. You know, this is sin, this isn't sin, period. End of discussion. A lot of the churches today are trying to keep people coming to church because their attitude is, if I can't get them in here, I can't teach them. Well, if you're teaching them the soft shoe, if you're teaching them the tap dance around issues, they don't need to be here anyhow. They shouldn't be here, actually, because you're not giving them anything to fight with.
Jesus said it. Yeah, Christ says, he goes, if you've lost your salt, which stings when it touches open wounds, and it preserves rotting flesh, he said you're good for nothing except for the manure pile to be trampled on by men. And, you know, the gospel has a stinging element, but in that stinging element, in that rebuke element, and the gospel rebukes me, it rebukes Brandon, and it rebukes you. It's an equal opportunity offender. In that stinging, corrective element, it's saving. Because he speaks truth in order to redeem.
Yeah, we got to go for another one of those breaks that bring in money to the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yes, capitalism abounds here tonight. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. Would Jesus vote for Trump? Or would Jesus approve of Trump? We'll do all that on the other side of the break. Don't go far.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. And. Listen, you guys have been doing a great job. We are almost at 60 stations on the show, all right? So keep calling the local program managers. Keep calling the local station managers and hounding them to death. Ask them why they're not taking the show. It's worked. We've picked up almost five stations this year because you guys are complaining to local station managers. And if you don't get the answer you want, remember, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I will hound them in only the way an Italian can do. Anyway, would Jesus vote for Trump? That's the question of the hour. Doug Giles, Brandon Valerani joined me, and Doug is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. And Brandon, great entrepreneur, accomplished CEO, and co-author of Would Jesus Vote for Trump? Guys, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate it very much.
Yeah, buddy. Was that Alice Cooper?
Yes, that was Alice Cooper. I love Alice
Dude.
Cooper.
am I not spot on tonight or what, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and people, I get these little notes going, really, Joe, where do you get your music? My music is great music. If you don't like it, there's 3,000 other shows you can tune to. You know what I'm saying? It's really that simple for me. There's a man who turned his life around, too. You know, great story going on there as well. So, hey, but truly, again, looking at some of the comments being made and what have you, and, you know, there's some people that are kind of upset that we would suggest that Jesus would be okay with Trump, that Jesus would vote for Trump if you would. And part of it is going down the road of, you know, look at what we're doing to people with the border. Look how we're not caring for, you know, families in need. We're not feeding people in need and what have you. Either one of you could take that question on. Just grab it and go.
Brandon, that's your chapter, buddy.
Sure. Well, okay, first of all, you have to have a secure America. America has to be secure before America can help other nations. And I think that's where, look, the Democrats, their plan, they don't care about America. They're globalists. They're socialists. They want to bring in as many unregistered voters as they can so they can outnumber the Republicans and they can get elected. This is a power move. They don't care. They don't care about the fact that women and girls, astronomical numbers, are being sexually molested at the border. This is all about them maintaining their power in D.C. So let's not pretend that they actually care about this issue. Conservatives, you know, we don't have all the answers, but we do believe in national security, and we believe in a strong America, and we believe if you're going to be here, you need to be here legally. Don't break the law to be here, just like, Joe, as we talked about, our Italian ancestors came here legally and assimilated and became Americans, and that's the way it needs to be done. And many Latin Americans have come here legally, and it wouldn't be fair to them to let people in illegally. So,
and if you want to go back to the Gospels, Joe, and stuff, first of all, for people who say, you know, we're just a cold-hearted nation, to those dipsticks, I would say 97% of all the benevolence that goes around this globe comes from the United States of America, which has a Judeo-Christian infrastructure, okay? Number two, when Christ interfaced with migrants or immigrants or people from other countries, whether it's Samaria or the Syrophoenician woman, he didn't say, okay, listen, I want you to get all your buddies, and we're going to overwhelm the system. We're going to bum-rush Jerusalem, and we're going to bring in your La Raza flags, bring in your Samaritan flags, bring in your Syrophoenician flags, and we're just going to crush the system. We're going to flip it over. What he did do is he gave grace. He gave faith. He healed them, and he sent them on their way. He didn't say, go get your buddies by the boatloads, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of people, and crush this nation. He didn't do that.
No, and you know what? I keep telling my friends, look, once you start depending on the government, once you start looking at government to fix stuff, as a Christian anyway, who becomes your sufficiency? It's now the government all of a sudden is your sufficiency to take care of your unemployment, your food stamps, your whatever, whatever, whatever. God never compelled us to compel the government to help people. We're supposed to be. Our community, you know, again, back to what Brandon said earlier, in the little area that I grew up in the north end of Boston, it was an Italian community. When somebody was sick, out of work, needed help, we took care of them. It was almost shameful to have the government come help you. We're supposed to be taking care of these people, are we not?
Right, right. Right, and you get a blessing by helping. When fellow Christians and neighbors help one another and love your neighbor, I mean, that's the essence of Jesus' commandments, to love your neighbor. There's a blessing there. When there's no generosity, there's no when the government takes from one group and gives to another, who wins? I mean, nobody really wins there.
No, nobody does. No, it's...
Right. Hey, listen. The church used to be, when the church was doing its job, instead of... you know, consumed with smoke shows and light shows, they were the soup kitchen. They were the hospital. They were the first responders. Yeah. Yep. There was no, you know, like Brandon said during the break, there was no dependency upon the big government teeth of plenty. Matter of fact, you look at Christ and even David in the Psalms, he said, look, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, i.e. government. He said, we'll trust in the name of our God. So there was a clear dependency. Even in Psalm 23, David didn't say, the government is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said, the Lord is. And there was always, through Christ, the apostles and prophets, the poets and the psalmists, there was always a dependency upon heaven and the body of believers and zero from the standing armies and governments. And, you know, and as great as America's government is, I think our dependency, again, should go back to one another, should go back to the individual, mm-hmm. ultimately to God. But we look to each other, take care of our families, the church community, take care of people. And we'll put a lot of this crap out of business, man, if the church just churched itself.
Oh, if the church would just step up and do a tenth of what it's supposed to be doing, think of the change that would take place across the planet. Well, across this country, but across the planet. Look.
Yeah, but Joe, here's where you're silly. We need the light show on Sunday morning. We don't need the community outreach. Hey, the smoke machine costs $50,000 a month, man. We got to have that because the kids, Joe, have to be entertained.
The kids, you're talking about the adults. I know you are. You're just masking it with the word kids.
Oh, the 40-year-old kids. Yeah, still live with mommy in their basement.
I think that's hilarious. Listen, I don't want to name the church, but I used to go to a church. It was 55 minutes of teaching, and, yeah, there was worship. It was a half an hour of worship or so, but it was 55 minutes of teaching. Afterward, we were there for 3 hours, right? I have people around me now that complain about being at church for 45 minutes. They're going, are you serious? This is a problem? I don't get it, but... You know, I argue with some of my Christian friends about, you know, choosing leaders, about getting involved in government, getting involved. And when we say politics, right, I don't mean politics the way the word has been twisted today. But, you know, again, you look at Exodus 18:21, says, moreover, you shall select from all the people able men such as fear or reverence God, men of truth, hating covetous, and place such over them to be rulers. Now, there's no heathen that's going to go pick a man of God to rule over him. So if we don't get off our butts, get off the couches, get away from your Facebook keyboards, how are you going to get the kind of rule you want? How are you going to have God be able to work in these situations? And then the other thing I want to mention is, you know, my Christian friends, and I know you've got something to say it, they rail on Trump. I'm not praying for him. I mean, he's not from God. I say, hey, stop.
Right.
Timothy tells us to pray for kings and all in authority. He doesn't say only if he sends great tweets out. Right.
Yeah, here's something that I want to put across to the Christian Never Trumpkins, because we tell kids all the time, it's like you can tell a lot about a person by the company they keep. And I'm like, yeah, you can also tell a lot about a person by the enemies who they attract. You know who's against Trump as soon as he got into that august desk where Bill boinked Monica? Witches. According to the BBC, the witches had a Facebook voodoo hex.
I know.
Globally against Donald Trump. Satanists hate Trump. Communists hate Trump. Socialists hate Trump. Antifa hate Trump. Yep. People who hate cops hate Trump. Our military hate Trump. Louis Farrakhan, Hillary, Rosie, Hollywood, jihadists, CNN, MSNBC, Madonna hates Trump. So if Trump's the devil, then why are all these people who are anti-theistic in their worldview, why do they hate Trump?
That's right.
Help me.
That is a great line and a great observation.
They're on the wrong side.
Go ahead.
I was going to say they're on the wrong side because everything the Democratic Party stands for, if you wonder why they could be against the death penalty before killing babies that are born alive, how in the world is that even consistent? Or trying to save endangered species, but they're pro-abortion. The only consistency, and I'll throw one more inconsistency out there, how are they pro-Islam when Islam is against homosexuals, but they're pro-homosexual? All these inconsistencies in the Democrat worldview, there's only one thing that ties them together, and it's Satan.
Yeah.
It's a satanic
You know what's weird
with the homosexuals? They're like, Trump hates homosexuals. He appointed a homosexual ambassador to outlaw or to make forbidden the killing of homosexuals internationally.
Wow.
How does a guy who's homophobic do something like that?
I have a ball with this stuff that they say, you know, he hates women, he hates minorities. We could go through this all day. Hey, guys, where can I get the book?
Amazon.
Amazon.com.
Oh, Amazon.
Would Jesus vote for Trump?
There you go. Would Jesus vote for Trump? We'll stick it up at our on our website. We'll get it out there. Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me.
Thank you, Rowdy.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. John Lott joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up.